Hello, ladies. Welcome to our Titus 2 podcast. My name is Candy Meyer, and I'm a member at the Mount Vernon Church of Christ here in Mount Vernon, Texas. My husband, Brad, serves as a deacon here, and we have two grown faithful children, Kaysen and Breely, and a faithful daughter-in-law, Geraldine. This is the first episode in a series of lessons centered around Titus chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. These verses are likely very familiar to most Christian ladies since they seem to pertain to us all. Whether you fit in the category of the older women or the young women, I pray you gain more knowledge and wisdom as we study together. During this first episode, we are going to do a brief overview of these verses and then hopefully dive into some practical applications throughout the next several episodes. Let's start by reading our verses, and we are actually going to begin at the beginning of chapter 2. Read with me. Titus chapter 2, verse 1. But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine, that the older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience, the older women likewise, that they be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, homemakers, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. The Apostle Paul is giving instructions to Titus here on how to establish a strong, sound congregation. He begins in verse 3, speaking about older women. An exact age here is not given, but most of us know when we are considered the older women, even if it's difficult to admit at times. Older women should have more wisdom and knowledge of God's Word. We should be more able to be in control of our actions and our tongues. We should be willing to share our achievements and our failures with the younger women to help them better succeed in their Christian walk. We are first instructed to be reverent in behavior. Some words that describe reverent are deeply respectful or showing politeness. Behavior obviously refers to our manner of acting or conduct. So as older women, we are to act toward others or behave respectfully. This does not mean stoic, but rather showing an ability to act like a mature lady. The King James Version reads that they be in behavior as becometh holiness. Being holy means to have a spiritually pure quality, and I believe we would all love to be described in this way. We are not to be slanderers. A slanderer can also be referred to as a malicious gossip. Being malicious is to be intentionally harmful, vicious, and mischievous. The root word malice means the desire to inflict injury, harm, or suffering because of a hostile impulse or out of deep-seated meanness. And obviously, Christians should never act in this way. There are so many verses in the Bible that warn us about the dangers of not being in control of our tongue. Even if we do not mean to harm someone or we truly are not acting out of meanness, we have to understand that gossip is forbidden. Being that women usually speak more words in a day than men, or I know at least I speak way more than my husband, I would think it would be safe to say we may struggle with this more than they do. Older women, let's conquer this so we can be a positive encouragement to our younger ladies and learn how to tactfully respond and cease this from happening if we are the ones someone is gossiping to. I just find it a little interesting that these first two qualities we are instructed to possess are also the first two qualities listed in 1 Timothy 3, verses of 11, in describing the qualifications of elders and deacons' wives. The next thing we read about is not given too much wine. Unfortunately, this verse can be easily misconstrued. Some believe it means we can have a little wine, but just not in excess. I have been told that the same word used here is the same word used in Ecclesiastes 7, verse 17, when it reads, "Do not be overly wicked." And the argument is usually made that are we to be a little wicked, just not in excess? Well, we know that doesn't make sense. I will say this, and we will move on. There are so many verses in the Bible that absolutely condemn drinking. I also know that any amount of alcohol can lower your inhibitions and make you less in control of your actions. If I am instructed to behave in holiness or not gossip about anyone by being in control of my tongue, I do not need anything that will dull my senses or make that task more difficult. Common sense will not allow you to think drinking a substance that can cloud your judgment would be pleasing to God. The King James Version states later on in these verses of Titus 2 for us older women to teach the younger women to be sober. I had a wonderful sister in Christ share with me that in her study, she discovered another way to describe being sober-minded is dispassionate. We know most women are usually emotional. Being dispassionate about something takes a focused effort on our part to remove our feelings and actually look at truth. Any amount of wine or alcohol will never allow you to be dispassionate. So moving on, we are to be teachers of good things, such as admonishing the young women to love their husbands and their children. To some, this may sound like an odd need, but in our world of broken homes, this is a very needed skill to learn. As our society grows more and more obsessed with self and social media, our younger ladies need to be taught how to put the needs of their family before their selfish desires. How does loving your children require you to discipline them, to spend time focused on teaching them, to constantly give of yourself to help them grow in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? These are things we are instructed to teach our younger women. Paul tells Titus the older women are to teach the young women to be discreet or prudent, cautious in one's conduct or speech, to be chaste, pure in style, free from obscenity, whether in the way they conduct themselves or the way they dressed. Homemakers, it is a wonderful thing to encourage our younger women to love and desire to be a homemaker. This does not just mean cooking, cleaning, and washing. A good homemaker does these things, but there is way more that goes into making a house a home than just chores. We are to teach them to be good or morally excellent, virtuous, righteous, well-behaved, honorable, or worthy. What wonderful, needful qualities God desires His children to have. Obedient to their own husbands. This is definitely a learned skill. This is speaking about submission, allowing Him to lead your family, to make the hard decisions with you by His side supporting Him. Submission takes strength and purposing in your heart. This is definitely not anything they will learn from society. Paul ends these verses by stating, if we older women and young women teach and learn these things, the word of God may not be blasphemed. How can someone speak evil or irreverently about God and His plan when they see us succeeding living by His word? That doesn't mean we will always make the right decision or things will always turn out like we planned, but Romans 8:28 reads, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. This verse reminds us that even if we mess up, we can still glorify God and bring honor to His word by allowing Him to mold us and guide us back to the right path. This verse does not speak of those called, because we're all called. It speaks of the called, the ones who have already obeyed the gospel as Christians. If you are in the older women group, get busy teaching and always striving to set the example. If you're in the younger women group, get busy learning. Seek out advice from an older Christian sister you know to be sound. Be eager to learn. Trust that God is wanting you at this time in your life to listen and be teachable and trust in His wisdom rather than your own. We older women would love nothing more than to be useful to you and help you avoid mistakes we wish we had been encouraged to avoid at your age. And maybe we were encouraged to avoid certain things and we failed to heed good advice. Let us help you not have those avoidable regrets. Also, don't put us on an impossible pedestal and convince yourself we cannot relate to your problems or your struggles. We were there, and we remember how hard your stage of life can be. I hope you have found this first episode informative. I am sure you can tell right away I do not have the voice for audio, but I hope and pray your focus can be on God and what He says rather than the messenger. And if you are able to do that, then I pray you will join me for the next episode. I am honored to be a brief part of your Bible study today, and I look forward to the next time, Lord willing.